Morning Watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians week 6. Attaining to the out resurrection, Saturday. Related verses. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:6, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Ephesians 2:5-6, even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Matthew 16:18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Revelation 19:7-9. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. And he said to me, write, blessed are they who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. Revelation 22:14-20. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. He who testifies these things says, yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Related reading. To arrive at the out resurrection means that our entire being has been gradually and continually resurrected. God first resurrected our dead in spirit. Then from our spirit, he proceeds to resurrect our soul and our mortal body, until our entire being, spirit, soul, and body is fully resurrected out of our old being by his life and with his life. This is a process in life through which he must pass, and a race for us to run until we arrive at the out-resurrection as the prize. Hence, the out-resurrection should be the goal and destination of our Christian life. We can only reach this goal by being conformed to the death of Christ, by living a crucified life. As long as we are not in resurrection, we cannot experience Christ, because Christ today is in resurrection. But when you are willing to be conformed to Christ's death and are spontaneously brought into resurrection, you will meet Christ in resurrection. Here in resurrection, Christ becomes our experience. Take being nice as an example. The sisters are usually very nice. This niceness, however, is natural. When some sisters hear this, they may decide to no longer be nice. But to do that is to be sinful. The way is neither to be nice nor to not be nice. It is to be conformed to the death of Christ. If we are not conformed to the death of Christ, we simply cannot experience him. If you are being conformed to his death, you will be in resurrection. We will continue to be processed into resurrection until our whole being is resurrected. Other verses prove that the out-resurrection spoken of in Philippians 3:11 is not merely a future event, but a present process. Romans 6:4 and 5 say that as we have been buried in the likeness of Christ's death, so we will also walk in newness of life. This means that we will be resurrected in the likeness of his resurrection. This likeness is the newness of life. Romans 8:10 and 11 say that we have Christ within us, that our body is dead because of sin, but that our spirit is life because of righteousness. Furthermore, the Spirit who raised Christ from the dead will give life to our mortal body so that our body may enjoy resurrection life. This is not only a future matter, it is the process of resurrection that we are undergoing today. In 2 Corinthians 1:8 and 9, Paul says that he was excessively burdened beyond power and even despaired of living. He also says that he had the response of death in himself. Nevertheless, God, who raises the dead, sustained him by the power of resurrection. In 2 Corinthians 4:10, Paul says that he was always bearing about in the body the putting to death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might be manifested in his body. In verse 16 of the same chapter, he says that the outer man is decaying, but the inner man is being renewed day by day. This is the process of the resurrection. We will continue in this process until we arrive at the goal of the out-resurrection. In whatever we do, we should ask whether or not we are being conformed to the death of Christ. We need to be conformed to his death so that by any means we may arrive at the out-resurrection from the dead. This is the only way for the Lord to go on in his recovery. The only way for the Lord to build up his church, the only way for him to prepare his bride, and the only way for us to bring the Lord back. The unique way is to be conformed to the death of Christ, so that we may attain to the out-resurrection from the dead.